This is GQDN for Tuesday, December 3rd, 2024. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/thegroupquest. By swiftenergy.gg. Put in the promo code QUEST. You get 25% off of your purchase. It'll be a good Christmas gift for people. And you get it right in time for Christmas if you do that. All those delicious flavors. Excellent, excellent stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest and by stackup.org. They got some good gifts up there too. Stackup does. In today's news, we got some Game Pass games going to Xbox. We got a little bit of PlayStation news as well. And we got more rumors for Nintendo. But we will begin today with Borderlands, because GamesRadar was talking about the movie. Oh, don't worry, there's some video game stuff in here too. But the director said that he could actually write a book on his experience about the movie. And that was the director, Eli Roth, and he was being very cryptic about making the movie, because the movie bombed at the theaters. And a lot of people did not like that movie there anyway. So IndieWire was talking to Roth about the movie. And Roth said, quote, "That was a whole other story. Making that in COVID was like, I could write a book on that," end quote, which gave the site some ideas that the process itself was not smooth. Now, we also know that because sometimes games do not translate well to the movie screen or the TV screen. Look at Warcraft and look at Halo. Sometimes they translate well. Look at Arcane and look at Dungeons and Dragons. We'll see what happens. We might be talking about Warcraft as a movie franchise, because I did see a video last night on how Xbox might be pushing forward Warcraft 2, the movie. But enough of that. Now we go to Elden Ring. WCCF Tech did say that Elden Ring 2 is not in development, but Elden Ring could get more expansions, and From Software could be working on some other projects as well. Now, during the PlayStation Partner Awards, GameWatch did talk to the From Software president, Hidetakeya. Oh, I'm sorry, I butchered that one. Let's try again. Hidetakeya Miyazaki. I probably still butchered it, but that sounded better. About what is going to happen with the studio after the Elden Ring Shadow of the Erdtree expansion. And right now, the studio is not in development mode for the game, but the site thinks that the sequel could still be made. But the president did say that they are working on some multiple projects that are covering different genres, and some of them are under his own personal direction. So what will he be coming up with? Well, we'll see. Now we go to GamesRadar, and Final Fantasy VII Rebirth director did say that, well, if you didn't like the ending, we still got the response that we wanted, because y'all are still talking about the game. Now, if you played the game, you may have thought that the ending felt flat. The director, Naoki Hamaguchi, did say that that's fine with him, because they wanted to create some speculation and discussion. That's quote. And according to players, that is what has happened. So here is what he said, quote, "We've had some people who are really positive toward the ending. They really liked it. On the other hand, we've had people who maybe aren't so keen on it and had more negative things to say. I think that both of those opinions are very valid and worthwhile," end quote. But he wasn't the only one saying that. Yoshimori Kitase, which is the Final Fantasy VII Remake project producer and director of the original RPG, did add, quote, "We wanted to inspire speculation and discussion among fans during the gap between the second and third game. But the team takes this as a positive because people are still talking about the game. So we'll see what happens when the next one comes out. Will it be positive or negative?" And you know that's played on PlayStation. Probably be there first. So here's the thing. PlayStationLifestyle.net said that Sony PlayStation has opened a Blue Sky account because they think that's where the fans are. Now, PlayStation did in support for Twitter or X on its platforms. Both Microsoft and Nintendo did the same thing, and that was due to the website's API policies. And Elon Musk at that time did say that he would reach out to PlayStation for a resolution. But right now, none of that has happened. So, right now, all the integrations for Twitter/X remain suspended. But I wonder if Blue Sky will be on there. Keeping on with PlayStation, if you like games on PlayStation, they are doing their Game of the Year for PlayStation 4 and 5. And it's on the official PlayStation blog, according to PushSquare.com. And the voting is now open. So, if you want to do that, go to the PlayStation blog and make your votes. Now we go to Rumorville. Call then, behave. Because Nintendo Everything said that some of these Switch 2 cases and screen protectors are for sale in China. And some of the pictures were released. And all they are is just a basic attaché case. And you could have either a black zipper or a white zipper. It's either black or gun gray. Either way, it's dark versus white. The case itself is dark. The zipper is the only color change. Now, one thing that is not there is the Nintendo symbol. So, once again, that makes it a rumor. We shall see. Now, since we're talking about Nintendo, they own Pokemon. And while this is a phone game, according to IGN, Pokemon TC Pocket has crossed the $200 million mark. It is free to play. And it just crossed the $200 million mark. And that was for the first month. Now, can it be sustainable? For if it does, that could be looking at the numbers of Candy Crush. In comparison, Candy Crush per quarter, I believe, makes about $400 million per quarter. You put that in comparison to the $200 million for just 1 month, if that can hold up for the quarter, that would overtake Candy Crush. But will it? We shall see. Now we get to some hardware, because hey, it's sales, right? If you're looking for an Intel Arc graphics card, then you might be able to get, because right now the Arc B580 has been launched and has a 10% better performance, according to PC Gamer, than the RTX 4060, and that'd be for $249. And they were looking at the Intel's claims, and they did like the architecture of the card itself, and they said that it was updated to be more efficient. But these cards are on the low end because they're only beating the NVIDIA RTX 4060, not the RTX 4070. Now, they did give off some of the specs, which I won't get into, but just know if you're looking for that one, it is out there. And you're going to need that, because if you see some monitors, PC Games N did say that the Samsung gaming monitor 49-inch one is $560 off. And that is the Samsung Odyssey G9, G9 5C, and that dropped from $1,000 to $770, so almost 30%, maybe more like 25% off. So if you're looking for a monitor, pretty good, 49 inches curved, go try it. These guys got some curved monitors. We're in the esports corner. HLTV.org did say that the perfect world Shanghai Major elimination stage has been announced. So here's the list. The one spot is G2. Number two is Natus Vincir. Number three is Vitality. Number four, Spirit. Number five, Moz. That's M-O-U-Z. Number six is FaZe. Number seven is Heroic. Number eight is 3D Max. Number nine, Mongols. Number 10 is Liquid. Number 11 is Gamer Legion. Number 12 is Furia. Number 13 is Pain. Number 14 is Wildcard. Number 15 is Big. Number 16 is Mibir. M-I-B-R. And they did get the matchups for the opening series. So, if you like it, that'll be going on right now. Well, they got some stuff going on right now on Twitch. So go check that out. That's at time of recording. Now, we'll end today with everything that's coming to Xbox Game Pass for December. And there's a few. For the console, December 4th, and it'll be just these four. Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled, that's for console only. Forza Motorsport for Game Pass Standard. Ponty, Game Pass Standard. Humanity, Game Pass Standard. Coming out on the 5th. EA Sports, WRC. That'll be for Series X and X, PC and Cloud. And Overthorn, Game Preview, Series X and S, PC and Cloud. December 9th, Xbox players. Indiana Jones and the Great Circle comes to Game Pass. Series X and X and S, PC and Cloud. And on December 10th is Wild Frost. That'll come to console, PC and Cloud. And there are two games for January that we know of right now. January 2nd, Carrion, console, PC and Cloud. January 7th, Road 96, console, PC and Cloud. You can go check that out. And you can go check us out at Group Quest, both Blue Sky and Twitter. This has been a Dawnforge production, 2024. All rights are reserved. We'll see you again tomorrow for more gaming news. Until then, go play some games, people.